Yo, 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 New Jersey Chime Time is 110, the Dennis and Judy Show. Hi, I'm Judy Franco.
Hi, I'm Dennis Malloy.
Yeah, that would be your cue.
Yeah. How are you, Judy?
I'm doing well. I got a little bit of a toothache, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
And not that I don't enjoy taking a little ride over to Dr. Sallustio's office, but...
He's a good-looking doctor?
All my doctors are good-looking.
Yeah, I know.
I only go to good-looking doctors.
Yeah, there's a good-looking gynecologist. What was his name? What?
Can't say Remember that? His dad came to one of the diners?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm Judy's doctor's gynecologist's father. And I'm like hiding under the table. Dominic Labreco.
Right.
Such a sweetheart.
And then what's this guy? So they're all Italian doctors.
That's right.
I got all Jewish doctors.
No, the other one's you're thinking of Jeff Albaum.
Who?
The other good-looking dentist.
Oh.
This is Anthony Sallustio, but he's also
not so
very
looking?
Cute. No, he's very cute. But he works with his wife, so it's not fun.
I see.
You know what I mean? But she's gorgeous also. Anyway, I just can't...
Hey, so I'm your dentist and open your freaking mouth.
That's exactly what he said to me. You got a freaking cavity in there the size of a Cutlass Supreme. What the hell is your problem?
Cutlass Supreme. I've had all Jewish doctors for a long time. One of them still practiced. My uncle just went to one doctor. He's like, I said, Dad, he's got to be like...
Dad, your doctor just plopped.
He's got to be like 87. Got to be older than you. He said, "Nah, your uncle went to him last week. He's doing fine."
Come in. I'll try to figure out where to put the thermometer.
Put the thermometer in your mouth, and I'll check your tuchus, and we'll see what the hell the problem is.
Which would you rather? The Guido, the... Hey, bring in the Novocaine. I'll give you a shot, hey.
Well, when I went to get a vasectomy, I went to a urologist, an Italian guy. And it was in my plan or somebody recommended him. I don't know how I ended up in, like, Dr. Gabagal's office in Cherry Hill.
Doctor, hello, welcome to my practice. I'm Dr. Joseph Bag of Donuts.
Is my partner Carmen Gabagal? Hey, Carmen, come here. Check out the holes on this guy over here.
Yo, hey.
Hey, yo. So I go to Dr. Gabagal in Cherry Hill, and, I'm nervous. I'm a young father. I just had the third one, and we're thinking of, calling it quits. And I figured, okay, I'll go see
Dr. Gabagal.
So in my plan, I'm going through my plan. Like,
okay,
urology,
bag of donuts. Gabagal.
I go to Dr. Gabagal, right? And Cherry Hill, and he says, yeah, come on to my office. He gives me like a physical in his regular office. Yeah, you're right. I squeeze the gems, you're okay over there. I don't think it'll be a problem. Come in the office. I go into his office.
This is not how it went, you liar.
Yeah. And I squeeze your figs, everything seems so fine over there. So... Come into my office. We're walking down the hall, and there's a picture, or in his office, there's a picture of a couple little kids and a beautiful wife. Hey, that's the new one, huh? What do you think? Are you kidding me? You're bragging about it. You just squeezed my figs. You're pointing to a picture of a hot blonde on the wall and say, that's the new one, and I'm going to let you fix the figs?
All right.
Ciao to Dr. Gabagal. I was like, all right, Dr. Gabagal, nice meeting. Yeah,
no,
we'll
my doctor's nothing like that.
I know, but I was the only experience I had with a Dr. Gabagal, so that's it for me. All right. No, the guy that did my back, Dr. Dante, he's awesome. He's nothing like Dr. Gabagal. But anyway.
Hey, yo, hey.
So where were we going? Oh, yeah, I have, springtime's coming around. I got to bring all the furniture, the outdoor furniture out of the shed onto the deck. And I noticed on my table, I have this high-top wrought iron table with four chairs.
Yeah, I think I know that table.
Yeah. You were there. And I bought it with the house. It came with the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of bulky and not comfortable. And now I got to spray paint it or get a new one, right?
Right.
I could spray paint it. I like to do fixer-up jobs, but I'm kind of not real fond of the table.
It's enough. The table's 100 years old.
It came with the house. I don't like it. I would like to get something new. A couple hundred bucks. No big deal, right?
Right.
So now I'm thinking...
When you're as wealthy as you are...
Please. No. I mean, I'm cheap when it comes to buying stuff like this. I'll go to like 40. No, I'll go to Rio Grande.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
You're right, though. You're right.
I'm kidding.
So,
well, considering the decor of your kitchen is early pizza shop.
Very early.
Ooh, Den, where'd you get that nice little bric-a-brac? Yeah, well, it was...
Well, I do have a pizza paddle hanging from the wall.
I know.
All right. Anyway, so...
With like an engraving on it.
Yeah.
One of your kids did it, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then I can't make fun of it.
No. Oh, and it was my cousin who gave me the saying that I engraved on the thing. Anyway.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah. All right. Enough. So the table.
How come you don't have a poster up in your kitchen that says "You've tried the rest, now try the best"?
That's in my bedroom.
The guy with the mustache.
That's in my bedroom. All right.
That's in your bedroom. Touche. Okay, go on.
So I want to get rid of this table and chairs, and I'm thinking, all right, I could get 50. It's good. I mean, it's solid. I could get $50 for it, right?
I think you could actually get more, yeah.
You'll probably get 100, 150, but I'm thinking, all right, somebody's buying a used thing, $50. So I got to put it on Craigslist or eBay, probably Craigslist, and get all these people go, hey, you got a table of chairs there for $50? Where are you located? Where's Medford? Can I come there Thursday?
Could I feel your figs? Could I squeeze your figs before I buy it?
Hey, you might know my uncle, Dr. Gabagool.
But anybody I've dealt with, I went to buy a scooter on Craigslist. It was right down the road from me. I get down there and the guy's like, oh, hey, boy.
You wanted to squeeze your face.
They're all banged up people.
No wonder you're so turned off from Craigslist every time you try to sell something.
I love it when Judy loses it. All right.
Every time you try to sell something, somebody wants to squeeze your figs.
I'm not crazy about the table, buddy. Mind if I squeeze your figs?
Get your hands off me, Dr. Gabagool. All right. Oh, so God. The point of this story is... I'm just going to put it out on the road. It's a main road. I'm just going to put it out on the road and put a sign on it that says free. I don't want to. I went through the yard sale stuff where people stole my table last fall. And I don't want to go through, hey, what do you got for sale? What color is it? Can you paint it for me? I don't want to deal with these, you know, yard sale zombies. Just put it on the road free. Take it. I don't want to see you take it. I don't want to hear you knock on my door. You mind if we take the cushion? No, take the whole thing. It says free. Just friggin' take it. 1-800-283-101.5. Is it worth, now times are tough. You know, I understand $50 is $50 or $100. Is it worth the hassle of the phone calls? To get the $75 for an outdoor patio set, just take it. You need it more than me. It's a good chalk it up to a minor good deed or whatever on my list.
Is it worth the hassle?
No.
Not to mention all the fig squeezing that goes on.
1-800-283-101.5 is the phone number. Is it worth selling anything on
or isn't
Craigslist?
It just better to throw the stuff out?
Give it away. Now, I'm not going to throw it out because we don't have bulk anymore in my town. Well, somebody will take it and it'll save. It's on a main road. People take stuff. You leave a child out there for too long and they'll take it.
And are you a picker? That's a secondary question, yeah. Dennis. People who pick other people's garbage.
All right. 1-800-283-101.
I'll pick other people's figs, if you know what I mean.